Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Chris Facey, a freight broker who wants to be your freight guy. Let him handle your next shipment and simplify freight for your business. Go home on time, stop worrying about freight problems, and take back an hour of your day. You gotta love this. And Chris, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for having me here. I gotta hire you to do my spot. That was perfect.
Well, thank you for that positive feedback. Certainly appreciate that. Anytime, you know where to find me. So tell us, Chris, what is Freight Savvy? Get into all the details.
Yeah, sure. So Freight Savvy, our website's freightsavvy.com. We're a full-service freight broker, part of DLS Worldwide, which is some folks know R.R. Donnelly, the printing company, now expanded into logistics. So we have a huge company behind us, backing us, and that's how we sort of leverage for volume and price savings for our customers. But we can handle anything from LTL, which is less than truckload, to full truckload, air freight, ground expedite, international ocean and air freight. So we can help our customers who are shipping with just about anything. And coming very shortly, we'll be doing a small package as well. So that's a little bit about Freight Savvy.
Next question for you. Who can you actually help? Who is Freight Savvy most for?
Yeah, so typical customer would be someone who's a company in manufacturing or distributing. One really good example is like the automotive industry. We have customers who ship transmissions, engines, auto parts, that type of thing. But we also do, fabric, clothing. It really runs the gamut. I mean, we can ship anything, construction materials, that type of stuff. And I think we're really the most helpful for small businesses, especially when you've got an owner who's involved in the day-to-day operations. That's where we can really provide value, because we can take over some of those freight functions that they don't have to worry about it. And like you mentioned before, sort of take back an hour of your day. I mean, that's a realistic thing. So
certainly a time-saving service for sure. Now, looking at the struggles, where do you see businesses struggle the most with shipping?
I think there's a lot of areas that they struggle, but I would say the most is with just the amount of time that's spent dealing with issues. Because as you know, you said you were involved a little bit with freight. There's just a lot of issues that can come up, and naturally issues do come up with a lot of shipments. And so you need someone to proactively handle those. And if you don't have someone, even if you're working with a carrier, a lot of times they're going to dump those issues back on you. And that's where a freight broker is good, because you've got that freight broker is a third party sort of advocate who knows the business inside and out, but is responsible for your shipments. So by working with a freight broker, you get that extra level of service. And we're super competitive with, a lot of times we're better pricing than going direct to a carrier. So you're not paying any extra for that service, but you're just getting an additional service. That's kind of where I see businesses struggling, is with that time thing.
Today, we're speaking with Chris Facey, a freight broker who wants to be your freight guy. Sounds like he's the guy to turn to for your shipping needs. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what's one thing small businesses can do to reduce their workload?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge advocate for automation and outsourcing. So I think anything that you can outsource or automate that takes a task or a repetitive task off your plate is something that, you know, a business owner should do or manager should do. And freight is definitely one of those things. I like to compare it to like taxes, you know. I don't know if you've ever done your own taxes. I tried to do it one year when I first started back in 2010, and it was kind of a disaster. And I'm sure I spent a lot of time and probably missed some things that an accountant wouldn't miss. So I think handling your own freight is sort of akin to handling your own taxes. So it's an easy way to, you know, hiring a broker is an easy way to outsource and automate at the same time that you're also saving some money.
It does make a lot of sense and some great points made right there as well. Now, how does Freight Savvy help businesses reduce the amount of time spent managing freight shipments? Do talk us through that if you would.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So our customers actually use our transportation management system, and they're setting up shipments and allowing DLS worldwide to act as their third party broker. So any issues that come up, we're automatically involved from cradle to grave in the shipment. So we can be the first point of contact. And in fact, our bills of lading, which is the contract for any shipment, that has our contact information on it. So if an issue does come up, the carrier will contact us first. And so we're sort of like the first line of defense. And if it's something that we can solve, and you know, 90% of the time we can, we'll go ahead and solve that problem. And our customer doesn't even have to be aware of it. They don't even have to be aware that there was an issue. So we can sort of work silently in the background. And ideally that is what happens. You know, we can solve most problems without even having to bother the customer.
Chris, certainly appreciate your joining us here today and introducing Freight Savvy to the audience. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a thought, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just keep harping on the same thing that I've been harping on the whole time here. I think it's wise to just whether you're a business owner or a manager or even like a logistics manager, take 20 minutes and get an analysis done by a freight broker, and specifically take a look at your inbound shipments, if you have them, that you're allowing your vendors to set up, because you're likely losing a ton of money on top of spending time managing those. And just let a broker do an inbound shipment analysis and see what kind of money you can save. And then, maybe let them handle your next shipment and see how it goes.
Well, I tell you what, there's certainly a need for your service and Freight Savvy, no matter what's going on with COVID-19 and with this pandemic. We're certainly dependent on shipments and transportation, and really appreciate what you're doing in the space to provide this fantastic service through your company. Where can listeners go online and get further details on Freight Savvy and take advantage of your services?
Yeah, best place would be right on our website, freightsavvy.com. That's the best place to start right there. And a lot of people tell me not to do this, but I like to give out my cell phone number, which is 802-558-2187. I'm the owner. You can feel free to call me directly, and we can get started from there.
And you can't beat that direct contact with the owner of Freight Savvy. Again, folks, it is freightsavvy.com. Chris, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
And certainly was our pleasure anytime. We've been speaking with Chris Facey, a freight broker who wants to be your freight guy. And for all the details on his company, Freight Savvy, visit freightsavvy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.